Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen, this is what you call Christmas comes in, what month is it, October? That's right, or Hanukkah, whatever. Carl Zachariah is here with me today, and I think all of you know how much respect I have for them. I believe, and many do, that they're the best when it comes to elder law in this region, one of the best in the country. They even have offices in Florida. We're going to give you details on all of that stuff, but they're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford. This is a show that we do every third Tuesday of the month. It's about elder law, things that we can do to help people in that point of their life and how much they do to help people every day. And he's got a couple of stories that will begin the program that if you haven't ever thought about elder law and you're in the age bracket of, say, 45 and beyond, you should be thinking about it. I just want to tell you that our number is 866-391-1020. If you want to jump in on the conversation, he'll be here until 1 o'clock. I highly urge you to do so. But I also highly recommend just jot this number down, even if you don't even think you have anything on your mind. Just jot it down now at the beginning of the show. And throughout the hour, something I'm sure more times than not could come up. Call and just leave your information. They'll get back to you next week, and they'll set up an appointment with you. 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. Carl, it's great to see you on a Saturday. And these two stories that you just told me about, it's dumbfounding to think that things like this can happen, but it's just another indication. If you're not prepared, they do happen. And the first one is about a nursing home situation where someone just didn't spend enough, and it really came back to haunt them in a big way. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How, you know, Rob, I just want to go back in time a little bit. I remember one of my favorite shows. I don't know how many years ago it was. It was around this time.
Right.
And it was with Reg McClelland. Were you here then?
Yeah, oh yeah, I did that show for 10 years.
Ask the Lawyer. Yeah, I haven't seen Reg in a long time, but I used to.
A great guy.
Oh, excellent, excellent guy. Excellent law firm, too. By the way, we were just nominated in the City Paper, the number two law firm in the city, behind Edgar Snyder, who's in a totally different field. So I'm really happy about that. That was,
and one of the best conversations I've ever had. It was after a Penguins game, walking to my car side by side with Edgar Snyder.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and I never forgot that. I really like the man a lot.
He's very personable. He's from, you know, I'm originally from McKeesport. That's where I was born and raised, Elizabeth Township, up in McKeesport. He's from Duquesne, Edgar.
I didn't know that.
He's a Duquesne guy, yeah.
Well, of course, McKeesport, if you want to go hometown, last night, 20-14, they defeat Thomas Jefferson. That's the first time Thomas Jefferson has lost at home in 30 games. So it's a nice day for the McKeesport Tigers.
So that's why Pete's out today.
Okay. Anyway, listen, here's what I want you to do, folks. I want you to listen to this first story, and this is why you want Zachariah Brown if you're dealing with elder law. This poor woman, and it's all I can say is I hope you can do some magic for her. Go ahead.
It's, you know, this happens all the time. It's not an anomaly. It's not an odd situation. But this woman, her husband was in a nursing home, and they're applying for Medicaid. It's taking a really long time, as it often can. She was at the very end. They said, "You have too much money. You have to spend $2,500, and you will be eligible after you do that." And they told her, "Well, why don't you just put the money into the funeral fund?" And so all she heard was put money into a funeral fund. Her assets were low. She was concerned. So she borrowed $2,500 from her mother.
Oh.
She put $2,500 into the funeral fund and sent that to them. And they said, "I'm sorry, you still have the same amount of assets you've not spent down." And she said, "Well, I put the money to the funeral fund like you told me to. I said, well, we don't show it coming out of your bank. She said, well, I borrowed it from my mother. And I said, well, you didn't spend down. It had to come out of your money, not borrowing. And so now she has a $123,000 bill with the nursing home. This happens all the time.
But that's, Carl, that's just like unbelievable to even think that she'll even have the capacity, especially at this stage in anyone's life. But if you're in that fixed income, how is she even going to come close to fixing that without your help?
I don't have any idea.
Obviously, for that, the very first thing when I ask you, what do you want to discuss? That was the first topic, the first story. This must be really bothering you as an attorney.
It is, and it's not a bad case for me either, because obviously she doesn't have any money even to pay me. But the nursing home is going to help out here because we're collecting the money, and they're going to be the ones that get paid, right? So, fortunately, they are stepping up some to help to pay us to clear this lady out, and I think I can do it. But it's not going to be easy. It would have been a lot easier just to take $2,500 and out of your money. But they just don't know.
Here's the thing. When something like that happens, okay, and it could happen to me. You know, I'm going to be 64 next in January. I'm a year away from, Medicare open enrollment underway now. When something like that happens, you just need to pick up the phone and call Zachariah Brown, Elder Law, and say, look, this is what happened to me today. What's your advice? You should. And this is my humble opinion, and I totally understand. No fault of that woman, because it happens. You think you can fix it. $2,500, I'll find it somewhere. When there's something like that, that's a red flag that should make you say, I got to call Zachariah Brown.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of people were afraid that lawyers are expensive. And
yeah.
Yeah. And they say, I could barely afford this nursing home. I can't afford a lawyer.
But you're not $125,000 or whatever it was.
Well, even that. I mean, she had some money. Everybody has some money they need to spend on the nursing home. They're allowed to take that money to do their spend down to get down to where they have to be.
I never knew that.
They're allowed to take some of that money and just and hire a lawyer. And boom, they've spent it. It may be whatever we charge a flat rate, depends on the case, but it's not hourly. It's not some ongoing thing. We know, we understand that you don't have the money, that your thing's going to be tight. We get that. So we take money that they would otherwise spend on the nursing home for a month or so, and they pay us, and we just get Medicaid a month earlier. That's just how it works in this.
So if you're out there and something like this has popped up, or you have any question concerning nursing home issues, or you're just in that situation, whether it's you, a loved one, parent, family, friend, call us. We're here till 1 o'clock, 866-391-1020, or call them at 724-942-6200 and leave your name and number. Now, this next story is as gut-wrenching. You know, a lot of people have said to me, how are you dealing with the pandemic? I said, I'm okay. I miss my children. Don't see him as much as I would. And if you would see Regis, the first thing he would say, every time I saw that guy outside the station, he was with his kids, yeah. Always, constantly. We're talking about Regis McClellan, who did a show for many years with me here, did a great job, great attorney. But anyway, here's the thing that really frustrates me. If you think that this stuff happens to just people who are in their 70s and late 60s, this next story is absolutely gut-wrenching, and it can happen, and it's happening right now, maybe in a different way, in a different neighborhood, in a different family, but more times than not, these stories are happening every single day because dementia is becoming more of a headline every day. Carl.
Yeah, this is a young lady whose husband is in his 50s, and he has severe dementia, vascular dementia in his case, and that has to do with the blood flow to the brains, and I don't know how that happened, but really, in your early 50s? And this is maybe the third or fourth case like this that I've seen. They've got young kids at home.
That's what I told Carl. I said, they have young kids at home. That's why I'm saying, I think about if I was in my 40s as opposed to 60s, my kids are grown, but people are dealing with issues because of the pandemic that have kids at home. But if you are 52 and that's your husband and you're in your 40s and you have kids at home and he's got full-blown dementia, that's frightening.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this poor girl, it was a 45-minute conversation filled with tears, of course. And she's, she has young kids. She has her husband who is a mess. The hospital placed him to a nursing home, an hour away from her. And she's just beside herself. And then now they're talking, well, here, sign these papers. This is what we charge a month. And she says, oh, we have good insurance. Well, no, it doesn't cover it. $10,000-$11,000 a month. But that's what we do. And I was raised by a very, very, very Catholic mother and father. And not me and no one in our law firm will ever cheat anybody. And we won't take advantage of anybody. And if somebody does not need to hire us, we're not even going to accept their money. Don't do it. You don't need us. You know, we'll still help them out. But, you know, that's the way we do things. So don't be afraid of calling us. You're not going to call us and then, you know, get some bill for talking to us on the phone for a half an hour. We never do things that way. We never charge anybody. We have an agreement up front. This is what we're going to charge if you want to hire us. It'll be this. And it usually almost always comes out of spend down money anyway.
PittsburghElderLaw.com. Before we go to break, how did your estate planning? Obviously, it was estate planning week last week. Colleen Brackovich was here on Tuesday talking to me about that. You did some webinars, seminars, stuff like that. How'd that go for you?
Yeah, actually, mine got canceled.
Oh, did it? Okay.
I had a personal reason I was unable to do it, so I think we're going to reschedule that one. But they've been going very well. You know, people are locked up at home. They like doing these webinars. I'm working on a new one that I'll talk about in a couple of shows where it's not going to be webinar-based, but it's going to be a kind of place where you can log into, and we're following this computer logic based upon your answers to the first questions. The next screen is all based upon what you put in prior, because we're developing a lot of other big things. You know, estate planning has become huge. It used to be estate planning was done for taxes, not anymore. Now it's done for long-term care and taxes and everything else. But, you know, people in second marriages, how do you handle that? We'll talk about that maybe after the break.
So. All right, we'll come back. But if you've got estate questions, anything as far as power of attorney, wills, all of it, bring it, folks. He's with us in the noon hour on Saturday, usually the third Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. But you've got him here at lunchtime on a Saturday, 866-391-1020. All of our lines are available. Or you can call them and leave your information at the office. They'll get back to you, 724-942-6200. He is Carl Zachariah from Zachariah Brown, Pittsburgh Works, News Radio 1020, KDKA. All right, we're back with Carl Zachariah. So where do you want to pick up on this segment?
Well, you know, I think I'd just maybe, again, anybody who wants to call and has questions, now's your time. 866-391-1020.
Good job.
Here we go. And, yeah, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about two things today. Elder law, nursing homes, VA benefits, and all that sort of thing, and estate planning. Oh, and I also want to mention, you know, I this book I published in 2014.
Please do.
It's on Amazon. It's called Good Long-Term Care, How to Find It, Get It, and Pay for It. I got a nice compliment from another attorney who said that this was the go-to authority in Western Pennsylvania for Medicaid. I said, wow, it's all in English. It's not legal.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, but the reason I want to mention it, too, is on Kindle, it's been updated. So it's like current as of like right now. It's a 2020 version. The paperback is still 2014 when I first did it. So if you want to check it out, it's called Good Long-Term Care, How to Find It, Get It, and Pay for It. Or if you just go to, you know, Amazon and just type in my name, this book will pop up as available on Kindle or paperback. The paperback is still older, 2014. But the Kindle version is newer. That's a lot easier to do.
All right. What do you say? We'll get some calls coming in, and we'll take some of these calls in a moment. But I'm going to give you a minute just to kind of whet our appetite of some of the things that we're going to talk about the rest of the hour before these calls get ready to go. So go ahead.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about is estate planning. But not, and most people say, oh, I need a will, I need a power of attorney. But sometimes you got to think about it. And you know, it's a really big area now, Robin. We're kind of wrestling to try to find the perfect answer, the perfect panacea for people. And that's people in a second marriage. So you're married. Your wife is married. You both have children from an earlier marriage.
Mm-hmm.
When you die, when one of you dies, you want to take care of your spouse. But when they die, you want to make sure that the money goes to your kids, not everything goes to her kids, or vice versa, because you don't know. So that's one of the things I want to talk about, some of these other things that we do in estate planning.
All right, 866-391-1020, estate planning. I guess it's Saturday, so it's still National Estate Planning Week. Because if you have any questions, obviously, power of attorney so important, will so important, all of that stuff. Estates, a crucial part of what they do at Zachariah Brown. 866-391-1020. Here's Paul in Latro. Paul, how are you? Good afternoon.
Pretty good, thank you. Appreciate being able to call in. I'm in a situation where I'm 74 and maybe thinking of going into an assisted living center, and a therapist told me that I cannot sell a house at this time. She was trying to explain it to me, and I didn't understand it. But I just wasn't able to sell a house because it would affect Medicaid eventually or something.
Well, are you going to sell your house for what it's worth?
Try to.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, there is a lot, I mean, many, many, many people out there who've had bad experiences or who know people that have had bad experiences, all based upon misinformation. This sounds like it might be one of them. Paul, you can sell your house as long as you get somewhere close to fair market value. There's not a thing wrong with that at all.
Uh-huh.
What you cannot do without possibly affecting Medicaid is selling it to like a family member or a friend at a steep discount. That's what you can't do. But you can sell that house, and as long as you get somewhere close to what it's worth, usually within 10% of what it's worth, and you can say, well, what's it worth? What it's worth at very minimum is what, in your case, Westmoreland County says it's worth. And they have an assessment, assessed price, and there's a multiplier for Westmoreland County called the common level ratio. And you multiply the assessed price by that common level ratio, and that's your fair market value price. Okay. Usually, for most homes, that price is actually a little bit lean. It's a little bit on the low end. It's actually probably worth more than that. But that's what you'd have to sell it for within like 10% of that. So if it was like they say it's $100,000, if you sell for $90,000 or more, you'd be fine. There would never be a Medicaid problem.
Okay. Now, I don't know what she was trying to tell me. She was in a situation and her mother was going into a home and she just couldn't sell the house or something. I don't understand.
Paul.
What does Christine Brown Murphy always say? With all due respect, and to this woman as well, don't listen to your neighbors when it comes to
absolutely.
This. Don't listen to your neighbors. Give them a call, 724-942-6200. This is great stuff. I'm so happy you're here for my Saturday audience because people have questions about this stuff. Let's go to John on the north side. John, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How about you guys?
Good. What's your
great,
question?
John.
Well, I have some rental properties on the north side, and I'm wondering, I'm into my late 70s, and I want to know the best way or any way to transfer those properties, or what should I do? What's the best way? Sell them? Or I like to transfer them to the children, but I hear about trusts and different things, but I always wondered what I should do.
Great call.
Well, John, I think probably you have one of two options. The most flexible is also the most expensive. Not that it's crazy, but certainly several thousand dollars, and that would be a trust. And the trust could be either a revocable or irrevocable trust, but that's too much complicated detail for this call, for this purpose. But if you put them in the trust, they're yours, and you're totally in charge of them and everything, and you get all the income from them. And it says when you die, they automatically go to your children, maybe even stay in the trust if that's what you wish. Another really good tool, though, that doesn't cost nearly as much, it's just a deed, and that's to deed the property to the children, but not now. If you deed those property to the children now, whenever they sell them down the road, their basis is your basis, so they're going to have a very large capital gains tax to pay. But if they inherit them from you, their basis goes up. And I'm not sure if you know what I mean by basis, but it's like when you buy stock for $50 and sell it for down the road for $150, you've got a $100,000 gain or $100 gain and $20 tax on it, 20% tax on the gain. And so transferring to your kids now is probably not a good idea, but transfer them in a deed called a life estate deed. And that's a deed that says they're mine entirely for the rest of my life. And when I die, they automatically get them. They pay inheritance taxes, but their basis goes up, so they don't have a capital gains tax.
Great stuff. Hey, thank you, John. We've got John and Irwin wants to talk to you, Vocable Trust. We've got Donna in Pittsburgh, No Will, Executor. We're going to get to that. Anything on your mind, Carl is here until 1. Call us. Take this opportunity, 866-391-1020. Or call right now their office and leave your information. They will get back to you next week, 724-942-6200. Zachariah Brown. Yes, it does. Big response on this Saturday afternoon for Carl Zachariah. Let me give you their number again, 724-942-6200. If you want to talk to us, we have one line available, 866-391-1020. Here's John in Irwin. John, how are you? What's your question?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling regarding just my elderly aunt has two children, and they convinced the one child convinced her to set up her assets in an irrevocable trust without the other person knowing about it. Now, my question is, what happens to the will? How does that irrevocable trust replace the will?
It can, yes. In fact, it often does. If you have assets in the trust will control where those assets go upon her passing or whatever the terms of the trust may be. But a trust is a will substitute. That's a general term for it. So, yes, it will go go beyond them.
So the other child who's a trustee can control that asset and effectively exclude the other.
Well, it depends on what the terms of the trust say. If the trust says that, then yes. But if the trust says equally shared, then that's equally shared.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. How do you tell people that are going to be the power of attorney and trust are involved in estates once the deal's done? Should they approach other members of the family, siblings, and say, this is what mom and dad wanted? Or do they wait till it's, you know, mom and dad are no longer here and they can be drug into these arguments? And obviously, family situations, they can get a little ugly.
Oh, they get ugly all the time.
How do you deal with that stuff?
As best you can. I mean, it happens all the time. There's a domineering force in there who's in charge and won't let anybody else see. And you really can't force them to because it is, in fact, a trust. But
what's your advice? I'm the power of attorney. I have seven siblings, and they have kids of their own, husbands, wives. What's your advice? I'm being left in charge of, say, $3 million.
Well, I would say that, if you're power of attorney, I mean, under both of them, you're held to what's called a fiduciary standard, which means you can't act in your own self-interest. You've got to act in the best interest of the person that gave you that position to begin with.
But you know more times than not, they don't think it's in their best interest.
I'm not the world's biggest fan of trust. I will often talk clients out of it. I bet you I talk them out of it more than I actually do it for them.
Before I get to this next call, synopsis, why are you not a big fan of them?
Primarily because they're doing it to protect assets in case they need long-term care. But, you know, I can do that on the nursing home doorstep. And that's really the biggest reason. If someone comes to me and they said, oh, we want to do this because of the 5-year look back. I mean, I have a case just from yesterday. I think there was $135,000 that this person had. She's in a nursing home, and we are saving $85,000 of that $135,000. Okay, that's not everything, but we did. Forget the 5-year. I'm beating the 5-year. I'm doing it right now, and we're going to save $85,000. No 5 years. We're applying for Medicaid right now. We've transferred money out. They're following the plan of what we do, and that's why a lot of people. That's how people just don't know that. The 5-year look back. I'm not so worried about the 5-year look back. I can beat the 5-year look back right now. No, we're not cheating. We're following, actually, regulations that only elder law attorneys know and, frankly, only they can do. And I won't mention on the radio, because I know there'll be people out there trying to run around and do it themselves, and they'll call up and they'll say, I tried that. It didn't work. Well, it's not going to work for you. But it works for me because I know how to do it.
Yeah, and you're an elder law attorney. This is what you're educated in.
Yes.
All right, now listen, I want to tell you, they'll be back on November 17th, and by the time they get back here next time, we're going to be broadcasting on 100.1 FM.
That's awesome.
So Zachariah Brown, not only on the AM dial, but on the FM dial, as we will continue to do what we do on the AM, but beginning November 2nd, all of our programming here at Intercom Communications will be on 100.1 FM. Really excited about that. Okay, let's go to Donna in Pittsburgh. Donna, how are you? Thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Good. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the program.
I'm 60 years old and planning on getting a will. I don't have one yet. And my problem is I don't have anyone to select for a power of attorney or an executor. I'm single and I don't have any children. And my brothers are much older than me. And I have a nephew that lives in California and a niece that lives in Virginia.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions of what I can do?
I continue to look around your surroundings with friends or other people, but you know, for a power of attorney or an executor, it could be your niece and nephew. I know they're far away, but you know, in this world today, especially with COVID and the rapid pace it's taken us in technology, there's so much that can be done with video conferences. Banking is all online. By the way, this is something too. I'm so glad you brought that up. This is something we've just added to our wills very recently, a whole section on digital assets. I'll talk about that in a minute, though.
Colleen talked about that Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Because, you know, when people, I have a new estate down in Fort Lauderdale where this guy was 52 years old and died of a heart attack, and everything he has is on his computer. He has no mail. It's like all his account, everything's done online, and that would be the same for you. Your niece may be in Virginia, or your nephew in California. They could go do banking transactions for you. They can just do it online. They've got to sign documents. They just use DocuSign. Everybody's using that nowadays.
Colleen wasn't even in her car after Tuesday night, and I texted to my two children my PIN number for my phone.
Yeah.
Because she brought that up, too, how a lot of it's because of technology. And here's something you want to consider, Donna. It's all in our phone, but how many people actually know that PIN number other than you?
Yeah.
But there's some people that you have to trust, because if not, you're going to have to go through some legal hoops, and Apple and all of them, they're not just, she told us about that.
Yeah, she's having an Apple issue right now with, she needs a court order to give them access to this guy's phone and account and, you know, all of his photographs and his iCloud.
But I can understand, with all due respect, you know, Apple, you just
I totally agree with them. Absolutely, yeah.
You just can't, so that, I mean, if they're doing that for Colleen's client here in Pennsylvania, that just goes to show you how significant that is. So little things like that. And Donna, you know, and look, I'm 63 and pretty much my kids are grown, so I'm single, I'm by myself, but you still have to have a will and an executor. I think it's crucial.
Absolutely. Donna, hey, one other thought for you, too. What some people will do when they don't have anybody nearby, a lot of people will use their accountant or CPA for their power of attorney.
Oh, okay.
That's a choice by many people, and they normally don't mind doing it. They kind of do that kind of business anyway, so they're very good at finances, and sometimes that's another good choice for you. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and Donna, if you want to call them, 724-942-6200. Folks, we've got about another segment and 3 minutes left, so if you have a question for Carl, talking a lot about estates and assets and power of attorney and wills, call us, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Let's head out to Butler and say hello to Scott. Scott, you're next up for Carl Zachariah, KDK. How are you?
Good, real good. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Quick question. Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, hey, I have a house in Pennsylvania. I have a house in Florida. I'm 60, healthy. My wife's healthy. How can I protect this? And I got two girls. They're in their 30s. For me or her going to a nursing home down the road, and when should I do that?
Well, you're my age as well. Well, what part of Florida? Just curious.
Interlochen, Palatka. It's St. Augustine's my closest beach.
Okay, northeastern part area.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'd say one thought you might want to have at some point is down the road when you retire or some years down, the consideration might become to become a Floridian and change your domicile, which is where your home is. Right now, if you're if you vote and your tax returns and your estate plan all says you're a Pennsylvanian, then you're a Pennsylvanian. But if you're a Floridian, Florida has no inheritance taxes. And if you go into a nursing home, unlike Pennsylvania, in Pennsylvania, you run the risk of losing your home. If you apply for and get Medicaid, you run the very strong risk of losing your home and your children selling it and having to pay the nursing home or having to pay the Medicaid claim when you pass away. That does not apply in Florida as long as it's your primary home. So if you change your home to Florida, it's called Florida's homestead law, and it's actually Florida's constitution, but they can't touch your home if that is your primary domicile. No unsecured creditor can touch your home.
Okay.
If you do become a Floridian, you should also consider getting a trust, but that's a whole other subject because probate in Florida can be quite trying.
Okay. Okay.
Great calls. Thank you.
Then here in a year or so.
Okay.
Thank you,
sounds good. Thank you.
All right. This is why you want to get in touch with Carl Zachariah Brown. They do have offices in Bradenton and Pompano Beach, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, 724-942-6200. Calls just keep coming. We've got Paula, Sue, and Chuck. We'll get to all of you in our final segment. Please stay with us. Hey, mention this before we get too far along in the hour. We have every single line lit. I find this fascinating, but it's just another chapter in the life of a book soon to be written about your life. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I own a company called Senior Care Resources, and we've been doing all the Medicaid applications for Allegheny County's Cane System for about 14 years now. We've never gone public with it. It's always been just for them. But in this past year, we've gone public. So if somebody needs help with a Medicaid application, but you don't need a lawyer, don't want to hire a lawyer, which can be sometimes understood. You could call our company up. It's $2,000 to do the application. That's a flat rate. There's nothing legal about it, no legal advice, although my staff has been with me for 14 years now. So, but their number is 412-751-6101. Again, it's called Senior Care Resources or SeniorCareResRES.com.
You really care about this type of world that we live in, especially for people that are getting to that point that they're supposed to get their just reward for everything they've done.
Yeah, because they'll get screwed if they're not careful.
You could have been any type of attorney and good at any of them. Was there an incident in your life that made you go in this direction, or was there as a handful of things? Because obviously you were not a senior when you were getting into this.
No,
that was many years ago.
I have this weird quirk, I think, about me. I'm accused by my staff of liking everybody.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to walk
through
life.
Oh, you just like her. You love everybody.
Because everybody has a story, and everybody needs help. And if you can help them, and you can end the day by doing something good for someone, it has everything to do with being a human being.
And even somebody that I've met that I maybe don't like how they are, if you dig in and find out a little bit about their history, well, you'll know why they are and maybe feel a little empathy for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's take care of somebody's calls. Busy afternoon here in the lunch hour. First time ever on a Saturday for Zachariah Brown. Chuck in the North Hills. Chuck, how you doing?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Good, sir.
I have a question. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was telling me that he's inheriting money from a relative, because the relative died and didn't have any immediate family members. He was a loner. And this fellow's going to inherit some money, and he found out he has to pay 15% to the state for inheritance tax, he said.
That's correct, yes.
Is there a way to avoid that?
Well, in his case, no. I mean, in Pennsylvania, the inheritance tax rate, there's four of them. Zero between you and your spouse or to you and a charity. It's 4.5% to your ancestors and your descendants, and by that I mean your parents and grandparents, your children and grandparents. That is 4.5%. That's called the lineal rate, because it's in your line of your family. And then there's your siblings. That's 12%. Anybody else is 15%. Is there a way of avoiding that? Life insurance isn't subject to inheritance taxes. I mentioned earlier to a caller about if you make Florida your home, Florida does not have an inheritance tax. They don't have a death tax, but if he's a Pennsylvanian, yeah, that's your right. So that's accurate.
All right, let's keep it going. Every single line just filling up when we say goodbye to someone. Lots of folks have questions for Carl Zachariah, elder law topic of conversation. Paula, you're next. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
My question was sort of close to what hit the former caller's was. If I sell a house before I retire or die, and give the money to my son, what is this inheritance tax about? You pay enough taxes as it is on the house.
Yeah, well, the inheritance tax.
I don't understand the inheritance tax.
The inheritance tax is when somebody dies who's a Pennsylvanian, whoever inherits from them pays inheritance tax based upon their relationship. It's, you know, it's like I said, it's 4.5% to children and grandchildren and parents. It's 12% to siblings. And it's 15% to everybody else. I'll tell you a big mistake a lot of people make is they say, hey, I'm going to give my house to my kids before I die. That way they won't have to pay inheritance taxes, and I beat that. Well, the problem with that is that they don't get a step-up in basis, and they end up paying 20% on the gain, which is typically a lot more than the inheritance taxes. Now, that may
but
sound...
what if you give it to them before you die? You sell the house, you give them the cash, and you're still alive. Do you have to still pay that tax?
Well, if you're still alive, there's no tax until you die. But there is also a tax, the inheritance tax, on any gifts made within 1 year of death. If it's called a gift in contemplation of death. And so if you give the money away and you don't live for a year or more after you give them the money, that is also taxable. If you live for a year or more, it's not taxable.
But he could be gone to Florida by then.
Well, yeah, that's one thing. We just don't know, do we?
That inheritance tax sucks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul, thanks for the call. 724-942-6200. Let's go to Sue in Pittsburgh for Carl Zachariah. Hey, Sue.
Hi there. I have the same problem as everybody. I have a beneficiary. I do not have a power of attorney. In case I should demise, whoever I designate as beneficiaries, is that okay?
Yeah, well, yeah. If you have a beneficiary on these accounts, and when you die, they get it. They still pay inheritance taxes, but they get it.
But if they don't live in Pennsylvania and or they're out of the country, do they still pay inheritance?
Yeah, yeah, yes, they do.
On me.
It's based upon your residency being in Pennsylvania, not where they live.
Okay. But I don't need a power of attorney as long as I have beneficiaries, by the way.
Oh, no, 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 no. You need a power of attorney worse.
I'm 20 years old. Should I have it redone, or is it fine since the day I did it?
You need to have a power of attorney done for sure.
Everybody should have a power of attorney.
Yes, you have to. Power of attorney is while you're alive, but you're sick. You have dementia, or you...
Well, I'm not going to be sick yet, but I'm just questioning at this point.
Well, you just never know. Car accidents, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody, bottom line, Sue, everybody needs a power of attorney.
Everybody.
Everybody. And you never know what tomorrow or today or next day is going to bring. Look, I don't think I've ever worked that hard in 1 hour pushing buttons to get people on the air as quickly as we did. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to just kind of summarize and remind folks who you are and what you do as Zachariah Brown, sir.
Yeah, I'm Carl Zachariah from Zachariah Brown. Our website is PittsburghElderLaw.com, and we've got three offices, Wexford, McKeesport, McMurray, kind of covering the triangle of Pittsburgh there somewhat. We help people with what we call elder law. That's usually finding long-term care, paying for it through benefit programs like the VA or through Medicaid. Probably our biggest thing is Medicaid for nursing home care. We also do a lot of estate planning for people, and it's sometimes not as simple as you think. We talked a little bit about having a will, the grave importance of a power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney that's HIPAA compliant. Some people want trusts, and those can be good for some reasons. And, there's a lot of unique situations, like people that have a campground or a cabin somewhere or vacation property. You know, if you end up sick and go into a nursing home, you've got to sell that. And a lot of people, times they don't want to. That sometimes is a very good use for a trust, to put that into a fund so they can be protected despite that 5-year.
You know, the thing that I took away from this hour, along with some great calls who educated me, you said it, but you could even make your nieces or nephews, even if they don't live close to you, power of attorney because of technology. But because of COVID, somebody may live 5 minutes from you, and if you didn't have FaceTime, you would never see him either. So far or near, technology makes it all possible,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, what are you going to be doing as far as some seminars, things coming up? Talk to me.
Oh, yes.
Get the phone so we get it all straight here. Speaking of technology.
No.
Paper. Okay.
I use the old paper thing, yeah.
Okay, come on down, Sip, so we can hear you.
All right, so we have Tuesday, October 27th at noon. This is actually an in-person seminar at the Doubletree Hilton in Greentree, right down the road here. Protecting your assets through estate planning. It's going to be done with Colleen Brakovich and Michael Engler, a financial advisor from Affinity Advisor Networks. On Wednesday the 28th, we have a seminar at the another in-person. I guess COVID's
getting better. You're going to social distance. You're going to do all that mask stuff and that, but you are going to do some of these. Yep.
Yep. At the Pittsburgh Airport Marriott in Coraopolis, again with Colleen and Michael Engler again. On Thursday, October 29th, there's going to be hosted by us. It's a webinar. Us and the Pittsburgh Cremation and Funeral Care, it's about estate planning and funeral planning in the time of COVID, myths and misconceptions by Jennifer Derby. And there's going to be a Zoom Q&A hosted by us and the Bridge Insurance Group. And it's annual election time. Do you know your Medicare ABCs? That's October 30th at noon. This is all on our website, PittsburghElderLaw.com.
Carl, what a great show. Thanks for coming today.
This was great. Thank you all for the calls. I appreciate it. If anybody has any calls over the weekend or send me an email, I'll try to answer a few of you. My email is Carl, C-A-R-L, at PittsburghElderLaw.com.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, folks, stay with us because we're not done yet. Right after the news with Boris, we're coming back. Dr. Gideon Orbach is here, another edition of the Weiner Wellness Center program. Get well naturally. And remember, PittsburghElderLaw.com to find out about everything that they do with Zachariah Brown. Good afternoon.